From the PodConnect studios, high in the Colorado Rockies, this is a special cannabis crowdfunding episode of the Raising Cannabis Capital Show. Today on Raising Cannabis Capital, we are continuing our cannabis crowdfunding series with Jule Zimmer, the founder of Juna. Jule, welcome to the show.
Hi, thanks for having me.
I appreciate you being with us today. I know you must be super busy trying to manage your company through this crisis while in the middle of a crowdfunding campaign. You and your partner, Taylor Lamb, launched Juna about a year and a half ago to immediate success. You've already sold thousands of your cannabis, hemp, and botanical products. With so many cannabis products on the market, what is so special about Juna that explains this nearly overnight success?
Yeah, that's a great question. I think it's twofold. I think first and foremost, we really understand who our consumer is, and our consumer is basically, it's basically us. We're both women, we're entrepreneurs, we're mothers, we have crazy schedules, and we need something to help us. We live in an era of sensory overload and overscheduling, right? And so we've needed something personally to help us maintain balance in our lives. And that's where cannabis and hemp-derived CBD really comes in, because in small doses, it has the ability to help us optimize. So to balance our mood, to get better sleep, and just to feel better overall. The second part of that is, because we know our consumer so well, we know how to access her. And I think that that's been one of the biggest keys to our success, because instead of expecting her to come in and find us in a dispensary or in a quote unquote CBD shop, we really go to where she already is shopping and have her find us there. So it's a very organic introduction.
Having a female focused wellness brand, it seems like a natural, but you really, I think you're a first mover in this area. You know, it's a sometimes fickle demographic. Do you think having experience as a chef has helped you with this?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, so my background is a fine dining pastry chef, and I'm also a certified sommelier. I had a chocolate company before this. We were able to launch nationally with Barney's New York and had a cult following from here to Japan. Wow. And that's really where I started to work with botanicals. We were working with a chemist in France to extract all of the naturally occurring botanical actives and mood enhancers from the cacao bean and infuse them back into the chocolate. And so that's how I really started on this path of botanicals and plant-powered products, because I saw how powerful they were, and I saw the wellness movement. You know, women are looking more carefully at what they're using to help with their mood and to help find balance in their day. And it's really coming from plant-powered products and not quick-fix pharmaceuticals anymore.
Mm-hmm.
So I think when your story is that of somebody who really understands food and understands how to formulate and understands even farming to some extent, you build a sense of trust with your consumer, right? So we're going after the consumer, the wellness seeker, the trendsetter, and she's really savvy. You know, she likes to eat good food. She exercises, she travels, and we've done collaborations and pop-ups with brands like Outdoor Voices. We're scheduled to do a pop-up at Jenny Kane next month. We've worked with Lululemon. And so I think it's really comes down to understanding what kinds of brands she's already aligned with. And we are that, you know, we care about quality and consistency and transparency and all of these things that the other brands also care about.
Well, I think you summed it up beginning as you are the brand. This is you know what your target wants because it's what you want. You know your target shops
exactly.
Is because where you shop.
Yeah.
Well, you're in the middle of a crowdfunding campaign right now on Republic. Can you tell us a little bit about your campaign?
Yeah, so we've recently launched our campaign, and the idea around Raising on Republic was to really bring awareness. You know, we also believe Republic recently acquired a company called SheWorks. So we knew that Republic had a large subscriber list of women. And so we felt like that was a really great place also to target our consumer. And so our launch on Republic has been fascinating. We've been able to connect with people who not just want to learn about the cannabis and CBD industry and not just want to invest, but also want to bring something back to the table. So it's a very synergistic relationship.
And the thing I love about crowdfunding is that you have a lot of new owners and they're invested in your success. And the one thing that I really like about what you're doing, which I think is super smart, is that you're planning to really involve your crowdfunding investors.
Yeah, one of the things that we started doing actually pre-launch was focus groups. So no product hits market without going through a very diverse focus group first. And if there's one thing that we have really learned, that our consumer is truly driving a lot of our new product releases, our verbiage around how we talk about the brand and how we want to interact in the community. So we know that bringing our community in is a core piece to our success as well, right? So this is just, it's a dovetail fit for us.
Yeah, it makes so much sense. And you're being super generous too. You're going to let people invest for as little as $100. And then you're giving bigger investors products and discounts to really make them feel part of the family, part of the organization.
Yeah, I mean, we also see it as an opportunity to gain customer acquisition. I mean, for us, we have like a 60% reorders. We know that once people try our products, that they're most likely going to be a customer for life. So one of the things that's really important to us is that no matter who invests, they get product. And not only do they get product, but people who invest larger amounts, they also get to give gratitude gifts. So they then get to share Juno with their friends.
It seems obvious, but it's such a great idea. Well, we've been speaking with Jules Zimmer, the founder of Juno, and we will have all of their information in the show notes and at mjbulls.com, including the link to the crowdfunding campaign, which is currently live on Republic at republic.co/Juna. And as I mentioned earlier, you can own a piece of Juna for as little as $100. And if you have any, so if you have any questions or if you're interested, I really recommend going to the Republic website. I think you'll be really impressed. Jewel, this is fun. I think you're going to do really well with this.
Thank you. I appreciate you taking the time to speak with me.
Well, I'm glad you had some time available in this crazy time in our lives. But thanks again for being on the show. And I look forward to talking to you after the campaign.
Wonderful. Likewise. Thanks so much.
Thanks for listening to today's show. To check out more great cannabis podcasts, go to podconnects.com. Here's a preview of one of our other shows.
Hey everyone, it's Ryan from the Cannabis Connoisseur Podcast. If you're looking for ways to utilize cannabis to keep you healthy, strong, and sharp, come join us every Wednesday where we dive into the best ways to use cannabis to optimize your life. Topics include cannabis and athletics, cannabis for productivity, cannabis for anxiety, cannabis for a healthy immune system, and so much more. If you're a curious connoisseur, this show is for you. So please head over to our page and we're looking forward to seeing you this week. Bye.